And that's how the five senses graph works. Now, for a period of 3 years, I gathered data, not just me, but also some of my friends. And I used to teach in university, so I asked my students to do this as well. So here are some other results. The first is for instant noodles. Now, obviously, taste and smell are quite high, but notice sound is at 3. Many people told me a big part of the noodle eating experience is the slurping noise. You know. Needless to say, I no longer dine with these people. Okay, next, clubbing. Okay, here what I found interesting was that taste is at 4. And many respondents told me it's because of the taste of drinks, but also in some cases, kissing is a big part of the clubbing experience. These people I still do hang out with. All right. And smoking. Okay. Here I found touch is at 4, and one of the reasons is that smokers told me the sensation of holding a cigarette and bringing it up to your lips is a big part of the smoking experience, which shows it's kind of scary to think how well cigarettes are designed by the manufacturers. Okay. Now, what would the perfect experience look like on the five senses graph? Would, of course, be a horizontal line along the top. Now, you can see not even an intense experience as riding a motorbike comes close.